Lesson 6. Foreign transfer of funds out. Key sentences. I need to remit some money to the UK.
I need to remit some money to the UK.
How much would you like to remit?
How much would you like to remit?
According to the exchange control regulations.
According to the exchange control regulations.
You ought to get the license from the State Administration of Exchange Control.
You ought to get the license from the State Administration of Exchange Control.
You have to write the amount in numbers as well as in words.
You have to write the amount in numbers as well as in words.
We have a telegraphic transfer service for outward remittance.
We have a telegraphic transfer service for outward remittance.
And we can make arrangements about TT, if you would like.
And we can make arrangements about TT, if you would like.
We'll charge this item to your account.
We'll charge this item to your account.
Dialogue 1.
I need to remit some money to the UK. Can you do that here?
Yes, sir. How much would you like to remit? I presume you want to send pounds sterling.
I want to remit 500 pounds to my mother in London. Can I buy pounds sterling from you over here?
Certainly. If your mother has an account with the same bank in London, we could send a payment order to that bank and instruct them to credit 500 pounds to your mother's account.
That sounds good. It would save me much trouble.
Here is the application form for remittance. Please fill the name and address of the beneficiary. The name of the bank, your present address, here at the bottom. Be sure everything is clearly written.
Okay, well, what does it mean for TT, MT, and DD?
Let me explain them to you. TT means telegraphic transfer. MT, mail transfer, and DD, demand draft. Please tick off the one that you prefer.
I see. I'd like to choose mail transfer. Now, here it is. Is it okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Notes. That sounds good. 好极了。Sound 是联系动词，意为听起来。例如 ,That sounds good enough to me. He sounded as if he had meant it. It would save me much trouble. Save 是动词，意为省去、免去。例如 ,If you do it now, it will save a lot of time.
Once again,I need to remit some money to the UK. Can you do that here?
Yes, sir. How much would you like to remit? I presume you want to send pounds sterling.
I want to remit 500 pounds to my mother in London. Can I buy pounds sterling from you here?
Certainly. If your mother accounts with some bank in London...We could send a payment order to that bank and instruct them to credit 500 pounds to your mother's account.
That sounds good. It would save me much trouble.
Here is the application form for remittance. Please fill up the name, the address of the beneficiary, the name of the bank,Your present address here at the bottom. Be sure everything is clearly written.
Okay. Well, what does it mean for TT, MT, and DD.
Let me explain them to you. TT means telegraphic transfer. MT, mail transfer, and DD, demand, please tick off the one that you want.
I see. I'd like to choose mail transfer. Now here it is. Is it okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Dialogue 2. Good morning. Are you being attended to?
Good morning. I want to send $1,000 to New York.
Very well. We can do it for you, but what currency have you got here?
RMB.
According to the exchange control regulations, sir, I'm afraid you ought to apply for permission from the State Administration of Exchange Control.
Yes, I've got a permission from SAEC. Here you are.
That's good. May I have the name of the remittees bank?
Certainly. It's the Citibank.
All right. Please fill out this form and sign your name here. One more thing. You have to write the amount in numbers as well as in words.
How much do you charge for TT to New York?
The cable charge is $20. And we would also charge you one extra service commission of $50.
How much do you charge me if I remit the money by airmail?
The charge for airmail is $10.
Thank you for telling me so much. I prefer to remit by TT. Notes. Are you being attended to? 有人接待您了吗？此句也是银行柜面工作人员常用的接待语，特别是想了解顾客是否已经获得想知道的事情时，使用尤为恰当。切记 attend 后面要加 to。
Once again.
Good morning. Are you being attended to?
Good morning.I want to send $1,000 to New York.
Very well. We can do it for you. But what currency have you got here?
RMB.
According to the exchange control regulations, sir, I'm afraid you ought to apply for permission from the State Administration of Exchange Control.
Yes, I've got permission from SAEC.Here you are.
That's good. May I have the name of the remittees bank?
Certainly. It's the Citibank.
All right. Please fill out this form and sign your name here. One more thing. You have to write the amount in numbers as well as in words.
How much do you charge for TT to New York?
The cable charge is $20.And we would also charge you one extra service, commission of $50.
How much do you charge me if I remit the money by airmail?
The charge for airmail is $10.
Thank you for telling me so much. I prefer to remit by TT. Dialogue 3.
I wonder if you can help me.
I'll do my best.
I have subscribed to an English language magazine from the United States. Here is the bill from the publisher for $32.75. He is in New York, and I need a check to send him. Can it be arranged here?
Yes, sir, we can give you a bank check to send. Or issue a bank transfer direct to the publisher's bank. if you know what bank they do business with.
I'm sorry, I've no idea. All I have got is the bill with publisher's name and address on it.
Well, I suppose a regular bank check will do. You don't have to cable the money, do you?
No, I don't have to. I just received this bill yesterday, and there's no deadline mentioned.
Well, let's issue a dollar check that you can mail to them. Please fill out the remittance request with the name and address of the payee, your name and address, the amount, and the remarks. At last, please sign your name and stamp in the place of signature of remitter.
What remarks do I have to give?
Just say magazine subscription. That will be fine.
Can I wait for the check? I mean, does it take long?
No, just a few moments. I'll figure out the exchange rate and service charges and then type up the check.
Thank you. I'll be waiting here.
Once again, I wonder if you can help me.
I'll do my best.
I have subscribed to an English language magazine from the United States. Here is the bill from the publisher for $32.75. He is in New York, and I need a check to send him. Can it be arranged here?
Yes, sir. We can give you a bank check to send. Or issue a bank transfer direct to the publisher's bank. If you know what bank they do business with.
I'm sorry, I have no idea. All I've got is the bill with publisher's name and address on it.
Well, I suppose a regular bank check will do. You don't have to cable the money, do you?
No, I don't have to. I just received this bill yesterday, and there is no deadline mentioned.
Well, let's issue a dollar check that you can mail to them. Please fill out the remittance request with the name and address of the payee, your name and address, the amount and the remarks. At last, please sign your name and stamp in the place of signature of remitter.
What remarks do I give?
Just say magazine subscription. That will be fine.
Can I wait for the check? I mean, does it take long?
No, just a few moments. I will figure out the exchange rate and service charge and then type up the check.
Thank you. I'll be waiting here. Dialogue 4.
Excuse me. Can I make foreign remittance?
Yes, what kind of remittance?
We will purchase some facilities from abroad.
Show me the certificates, please.
Sorry, I wonder how I should deal with those.
This is part of import item under trade business. So, you ought to present the invoices, customs declaration form, contract, bill of lading. Then fill the application for remittance verification certificate of import payments.
How long will it take?
About 3 days.
Should I present the above certificates if I'd like to pay the transport charges?
No, transport charge payments belongs to non-trade item. So, you may only present the invoices and then fill out application for non-trade outward payments.
Thank you.
Not at all. Once again, Excuse me, can I make foreign remittance?
Yes, what kind of remittance?
We'll purchase some facilities from abroad.
Show me the certificates, please.
So, I wonder how I should deal with those.
This is part of import item under trade business. So, you ought to present the invoices, customs declaration form, contracts, bill of lading. Then, fill in the application for remittance and verification certificate of import payments.
How long will it take?
About 3 days.
Shall I present the above certificates if I'd like to pay the transport charges?
No. Transport charge payment belongs to non-trade item. So you may only present the invoices and then fill out application for non-trade outward payments.
Thank you.
Not at all.